This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stella loved to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
We're already starting.
Oh my God.
I mean, bitch, just like a dark room that happened so suddenly, you are now listening to the one and only Drew Paul's Rebab Podcast, available to you on Dim Internet. I am so excited to be here. Sorry, we're just waking up and I have nothing to hide.
What do you mean? We've been awake all morning. This is high energy, baby.
That's right. Because we're coming up, down, and off a K-trip. And I couldn't do it without my fister sister, the one and only Meatball.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I'm Mono Agapian, if no one has heard this podcast before. I'm fucking great, girl. I'm so happy to see you. I just want to say really quickly how amazing you did at the Drag Queen of the Year contest competition.
Oh, thank you.
Contest competition.
Second place.
Second place.
You can't be mad.
No, you were stunning. You really fucked it up.
Yeah, it was a really good time. I've never prepared for anything like that. So it was very interesting to do that.
Yeah, right? And I mean, first of all, truly kudos for being like, I'm going to do this really hard thing.
Oh yeah, that was it was not easy, and I thought it was like I needed it, especially after like spending 2 years of like not being able to do any big shows or anything.
Right.
So it was like a good time.
And like your looks were insane. This Kool-Aid Womana was insane. The picnic train, get out of here.
Yeah, those are really both fun things to take part in making. I only rhinestone the Kool-Aid Man. That I had made by someone else.
Well, that's cool. I'm still gagged. I mean, putting shit together. Who was your stunt person? You had a stunt person?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Just some guy I found on Instagram when I was like, hey, you want some easy money? Oh, you are going to have to wear a wig. And he's like, I didn't even know what drag was until you like messaged me. And I was like, yeah, I know. It's fun. But he was really funny. It was just like such a weird experience. And then getting all those fat dancers together was really fun.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
I'm sure a couple of them left rehearsal together, if you know what I mean. Oh. It was a horny bunch. It was a horny group.
I get that. I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, shopping, you know, plus size shopping, you know, when you see what you like, you got to take it home.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you don't always find what you like in that section. I mean, that is fun. Okay.
But I did just see that. How was Bad Drag?
Oh, it was really, really, really fun. I want you to come do a number at it. We're going to do it again.
Oh, yay.
If you're free, we want you to come do a number. It is so, I know you'd love it. It is so dumb and irresponsible.
It looked like fun, and I knew a bunch of the contestants. So yes. I was like upset that it was the same night as my thing.
I know. I don't want it to be the same night as Fat Slut ever again. but yeah, it was really fantastic. Everyone was stupid. A lot of girls who are amazing in the scene, like Miss Shumai and Jose Can You See, like people who have done your show and just all the shows in town. So it was fantastic. It was stupid. Someone smashed cake in my face.
Oh, no.
It was that thing where I was like, this is like naughty drag and I love it.
Oh, okay, good.
You know,
I like, been, if like, someone had done like that to me, slot, I would have like, been kicked out of
a mess.
Wait,
it was a kind of fucked up because
internet.
Okay, you switch your internets. No pressure, no worries, no frustration.
Okay,
We have so much to talk about, Meatball, so we should go ahead.
I'm sorry. They hit us with 2.5 hours of Drag Race.
Jesus freaking Lord in heaven. We have 18 hours of Drag Race already in the can. how are you feeling about this season?
I'm obsessed. I am obsessed.
Me too.
She Double by Night is my front runner.
Yeah,
she's the one. And then close behind her. No, I'm really excited. How are you feeling?
I'm excited. I need you to know... I filmed something that like involves, I did Binge Queens and that'll come out. So no secrets there, but I kept saying all the things they don't want me to say. Like when filming it, like She Devil by Night. And I kept referencing RuPaul, forgetting everyone's name, being like,
which keeps happening.
I know.
It won't stop.
I just kept joking that she's like, you know, going to call, like she's going to start calling Evie Denver and Jada Michigan or whatever. Michigan, Minnesota. I don't know.
Wisconsin? I think Michigan.
Michigan. And they were like, shut up.
please stop. Please. You'll never be back.
Yeah, I know. Right? Please shut your damn mouth. So we'll see. We'll see what they keep in.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, it was really fun to do. I genuinely fucking love that World of Wonder is kind enough to let me desecrate their legacy. Yeah, I'm really excited about this season. It's just like fucking talent across the board everywhere.
Absolutely. Now, how do you feel just because she's on the screen? I feel like Jada maybe should have waited for the second round of All Winners.
I agree. I do think she's going to fade into the background of this bunch.
Yeah, because there's so much, we have so much distance between someone like Raja and Jinx that it's like great seeing them on TV again. But I was like, I feel like I just saw Jada.
I agree that it feels too fresh. Even Shay, which who I'm like, Shay has like a huge legacy and she'll do amazing because she's good at Drag Race. I was like, we just saw you here.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jada, she's amazing. And her crying is so fucking cute in like this or the next episode where she's like...
Oh, when she was crying about winning?
Yes. That's another funny thing that we should talk about. Like how butthurt would you be as a Rue girl being like, cool.
Cool. So you're up there. You're so upset that you won.
Yeah.
How upsetting.
Yeah. Awesome.
Great, also, went home second, but cool for you, Diva.
Also that this summer, I mean, okay, the amount of play that the winners are getting this summer, I'm sure the other all-star contestants are a little plucked that they have to wait a whole nother damn year to maybe get the boost these winners already have.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
I thought about that.
I just assumed that there was going to be another All-Stars in like 2 weeks. Like the minute this one ends, they've already filmed like a Candy Muse All-Stars or something.
I would love that. Everyone that Candy Muse is mad at.
Yeah, it's just her, Tamisha, She-Devil.
Oh my God. I love that. I'm here for this. Yeah, Jada's great. Shay, how do you feel about Shay? She just came in.
10 out of 10, stunning. She's eating the season up. Yeah. I can't wait to see what she's doing. Her look was incredible.
She's good at everything. Yeah.
So interesting to see that version of Ross.
Which one?
Pre-pandemic, very, just like a regular sized man.
Right.
Now he's twink. And he's married to someone.
Yes.
Which feels like a very different version of Ross.
I know. And
he was funnier back then when he was fatter, too.
Being fatter makes you funnier. And and I say that as someone who used to be really fat. I swear to God I was funnier when I was fatter. Like I always joke, like, the first thing you lose in a diet is, like, brain mass. I don't know why. I fully believe there has to be something about the omega-3s and 6s and 12s.
Oh, wow. They both look so good talking to each other.
Like, there's
too,
like Jada, no point in chirping and burping their entrances. Well, except for Trinity's. Everyone except Trinity looked amazing. Trinity looked like
what did she? Okay, well, now I gotta
see it. You'll see it.
Chirp it and burp it.
Chirp it and burp it.
Shea Coulee's skin. I mean, they all just look so rich.
I know.
It really goes to show.
And their lips. I mean, they do with their lips.
They look rich. Yes, their lips.
I mean, I'm going to say with the plastic in this room, it's already looking, not Jada. It looks
not
like
Jada.
Two above ground pools talking to one another, you know, because it's just like.
That's just rah, 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 inflation. Rah.
Okay, Evie, what do you think of this trolley look?
It's good.
Mm-hmm. It's more about her body than anything.
It's about the body. I think the jacket is really cool. But I did not like that hair. It looked like she had like just done it backstage.
And it fell apart pretty quickly.
It was falling apart. It's like a cute concept if it was like stabilized with something.
Yeah.
But other than that, great look. Her body is incredible. And I forgot that she was so beautiful on her season sometimes.
She's so hot. She's gotten hotter somehow.
Not in the orange thing.
Not in that. Nope. Have you seen...
But that's great.
That's great. Have you seen the dick cleavage she posted?
Like, yes, I did see that. And then one of my friends posted on it like another dick cleavage shot. And I was like, what is happening? I don't want to see all these drag queens' dick cleavage.
Yeah. You don't want
to... I'm not interested in looking at dick neck.
You don't want to see the dickolletage, if you will.
Yeah, it's like full cock or nothing. Quit yeah. playing games.
Yeah. Quit playing games with my hole. Because, yeah, I mean... We all know she has a monster cock. And
yes.
I will say, though, now we're talking about fat being fat making you funny. Just having a monster cock make you unfunny? Because
yes, absolutely. 110%. I believe that.
I'm going to be mean and say this bitch is not funny. Like, she's really bad at comedy.
She is. Well, and we'll get there during the Snatch Game.
We sure will.
Where I continue to be like, what is happening? But... yeah, she's just such like, she has like such high school theater energy sometimes. Oh, God.
Look at this. Yeah.
Okay, so Trinity comes in.
Trinity's wearing.
I don't know if she's wearing more makeup in drag or in her confessional. She looks like shit. She looks like shit.
In her confessional, she looks like a freshly boiled Cabbage Patch doll. She looks too smooth.
Yeah. And then at the bar, everyone, when she pulls out that tuck, everyone goes, we've seen tighter. Like,
wow.
Anyway, I thought her Caitlyn Jenner was great.
That was incredible.
Whatever this feather gown is that she's wearing.
No, it's when she walks stupid. In. I hate it. And I hate that it looks like it cost a lot of money and looks stupid. Like, that's
why is it what like a crime. It's like the X-Men movie's jacket. It seems like she's like some sort of superhero up top with like a feather skirt.
Yes. Yes. First class shit.
I'm done hearing about her plastic surgery jokes, period.
Yeah, they're
dumb. All she does. She's like, I'm full of filler. Can't say filler, queen. Oh, you want plastic? There's plastic in this room.
Oh, and cheeks. I'm not talking about my big old butt cheeks.
Yeah, it's tired.
Okay, so it's early and we're mean.
We're mean. Early, I guess. Okay, I love
this
Monet.
Is great. Monet wins. This was the cutest.
I love every part of this stupid outfit. I really, really like it.
It references. It looks hot.
Yeah,
doesn't it look warm?
It references
wear?
Without needing to reference. Yeah. Shit on it. Put it in a blender. Yeah, it's amazing. I love it.
It's so good. I'm so excited that she's back. She's so funny.
My only note for her is that she's being nice to Trinity, which I don't want. I don't like. I want to see her hate Trinity.
I don't know what that's about because you can feel the underlying tension in her being like, me and Trinity are best friends. Let's form an alliance. Like, it's dark.
She's playing the Survivor game, I think.
Yeah, that's what she says.
Because she loves
Survivor.
Jinx
comes in a bra and a panty.
Someone hates the control top, I'm guessing. I'm guessing you don't like that.
I hated it. How did you know? I called it out the minute I saw it. I was like, Jinx.
To be fair, I talked to another drag queen. I was like, oh, I didn't notice. But another drag queen was like, yeah, that's the first thing I saw.
Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know that it would normally be covered. So maybe that was just like, I don't know. Other than that, I mean, she looks great.
Love it.
She's beautiful. She's so funny.
She's going to be hard to beat.
Oh, yeah. She's a front runner. But I just wanted more pizzazz from her in an intro look.
That's
something that I would wear to the club if I had the money. That would be I wouldn't show up somewhere being like, this is my best drag.
I think that's going to be her whole story, right? It's like, her runways are going to be good, but compared to these other girls, it's going to be hard.
True.
Like, even Trinity, who, drives me nuts, she's so good. Yeah, she's so good at the runway. So Jinx is going to slay. We have no doubt about that.
Yeah, she looks great. Oh, Grandma.
Grandmasha. I love Raja. Her being here to me is going to make the whole series.
Yes, absolutely. She's so funny. She's had so much time to like practice her craft and like really just be comfortable in herself. It's so interesting to watch her energy versus everyone else's.
Yeah, she doesn't give a shit.
She doesn't care at all.
She doesn't care.
It's so good.
It's fantastic. And she still destroys on the runway, which I was worried about, right? I was like, oh, can she still deliver? And then immediately it's like, fuck my hole, you deliver.
Well, because I like talk to Raja all the time and we were talking about it and she's like, yeah, I'm just not of the age where I wear form-fitting things. So the whole season is about like, how can I dress my body but also still fit in? And she said, there's one episode where she wears like a bodysuit and she hated it.
Really?
I think it's this one. I think it's during
the number.
The song. Yeah.
God, I love her.
Because she's done wearing tight, form-fitting stuff.
God, I love her. And I mean, I know she's like, what, 47 or whatever. She looks amazing.
Oh, yeah. You should have seen. And during the pandemic, she went to Mexico and got a whole new face. She got all new feet.
Can I say she did it right, though? Like, I see it. You know, you see it in the face. But
you
I'm
see
like,
the work.
I like the work.
No, and I, yeah, and seeing it up close and in person, it's flawless. Like, her skin is so perfect. Oh, God, not her.
You are reacting
it's
to the Vivian. Do you hate her?
I don't know how I feel about her.
I'd like her, but maybe...
Leave meeting.
Okay. What's your critique? What's your vibe?
I just think... I mean, did she deserve to win her season? Absolutely. I don't see her on the same level fashion-wise as these other girls.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's the thing, though. It's like she was the best in the British bunch, but that, especially during season one, where it was like, well, everyone's wearing little dog shit. Of course you look good. I really like
but
her.
But she also only wears like spandex gowns. I think she's very funny. I just don't think that this was like, I would like to have seen more growth from her in the time that she was away.
I do admit it would have been a great time to just see, because the ones I'm most excited about, Raja and Jinx, because they're from the golden age of Drag Race. I'm like, more
of
that. More of the old queens.
Also, I would have liked Lawrence Chaney. She's real fun.
Oh.
And she, for a big girl, she knows how to dress her body.
She's amazing. She's so good at Drag Race.
But yes, Vivian looks incredible. That wig is great.
I like it. I do see it's like, it's a little, her look against everyone else is not as stunning. It's sort of like Maleficent's assistant is kind of the look. Yeah, it's okay.
Who did you think this was when they brought in this ninth queen?
The Hamburglar. come on, all stars, let's get thiefening. Beetlejuice.
I mean, I think everyone knew it was Raven because you could see the lips from under the thing. But I just would like to discuss what we're all thinking. She's in dark mode. Like, I don't know what is happening. That's an Alexis.
Oh my God, that's good.
It's crazy.
Yeah, she is in dark mode. She did turn her contrast way down. I love Raven, and I would have been here if they were like, yes, Tyra's out.
Oh, I would
out.
Have watched her compete, absolutely.
Tyra's like, out.
Whether or not she's too tan or not, I would like to see what she can do.
Yeah, I was... I want to see her, and I would have been very happy if they were like, King James is dead, long live Queen Raven, you know? I would have been here for it.
I think
it.
That's kind of what they were hinting at. Also, how funny was it that when they showed like the first win with James, Tyra, they didn't show James or Tyra. Like, they didn't show the
Right.
But then they did for Chad Michaels.
Yes, yes. The last thing they need is another strongly worded tweet from King James. I'm sure they don't want that.
Or another bomb threat.
That part. Yeah, you can't. The basement of World of Wonder will cave in if the slightest hint of a bomb hits it. So
that was a really cute bit.
It was
that they
cute.
Did.
I love the mommy dearest reference. Kiki. And of course Rue won't let Raven compete. She needs the makeups.
That's exactly what everyone was saying immediately. Like, well then who's doing Rue's makeup?
Mm. No, yeah. Who could? Who
Delta work?
You won't act right. You won't act right.
She'll never have her back.
We should talk quickly about the Naomi of it all.
Well, the reading challenge was like fine, I guess.
It was
Jinx
fine.
Really stole that.
God, she
already.
Eats.
And then Naomi, the introduction of Naomi and like making them walk for her was so funny because we've never seen anything like that before.
Uh-huh.
And it almost felt as though Naomi was like, I will give you 1 hour of time.
Absolutely.
I will show up ready. I will sit down and you will make it happen.
Absolutely.
Because like, it just like was out of nowhere. And but then to watch Shay get that pep speech from her. It was like so sweet.
It actually made me emotional. And I'm pretty icy, like for that kind of shit where I'm like, but it was really cute, really amazing. Yeah, I live for it. We did one time have Alyssa as a runway coach who I kind of loved that. I love anytime they bring Alyssa Edwards back.
Yeah, I love Alyssa. Todrick. They need to have him as a runway coach.
I would love to see that because he would give really great tips on how to fake buying a house. I would like to see.
Oh my God, stop. I forgot about that. No, I just thought because he was a pretty good, he was sassy as hell when he was there.
Yes.
As a choreographer.
He has great tips on how to not pay your backup dancers. And it's just like, save a coin, put that back in the queen fund.
Yeah, just keep on being like, oh, my Venmo doesn't work this month.
Oh my God. So, okay. Yes, this reading challenge was pretty good, except Raja kind of phoned it in, but she's smart.
She knows her strengths.
Yeah, she's like, I'm just going to be funny and cunty and move on.
Did anyone completely flop?
Well, we got the best edit of all these girls. They kind of protected them. I guess Vivian wasn't as killer as I would hope. I mean,
she had that one about Trinity that didn't make any sense.
Right.
Okay, so then they walk. I loved Jinx being like, I'm not a walker.
Yes. She perfectly disarmed the situation of just like, did you like it? You know, like when you're a baby and your diaper's full of shit and you're like, who, me?
Me? It's my diaper. Jada just looks so good.
So good.
I do think that would look better with a different color hair.
I can see that, right?
It's very red. It's very red.
Yeah. There is plenty of red in there. Cute. Okay, wait. We're going to try to finish up this episode in a timely manner. But first, silence meets. I feel like taking a break.
Oh, okay.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer.
Bring back my break. We're back.
We're back. So, yeah, I don't even really remember what Naomi said to most of them, except for it was all pretty positive.
Every now and then she's like, your arms are mannish, you know? She would just be like...
Oh, yeah, when she told Raja to relax her hands, I was like, you don't give Raja notes.
Right, right. That was funny. I'm guessing she may have had some more notes, but they were like, let's just kind of keep it positive.
Yeah, I think they're doing a really good job of showcasing everyone in their best light.
They really are. Like,
because they even made Evie Oddly's boogeyman funny.
What a feat.
This scene really bothered me because it's like, so they come fresh off the runway. Everyone takes their makeup off except for Monet. And then they have to write lyrics and go rehearse all in the same day.
Yeah, you could. Yes. You know how they push it. They push it with filming. You know. Yeah. It seems like a lot of work. They're choreographing it, and the tea is they're also good at it, that this was the easiest choreography anyone's ever done.
Oh, yeah, we're so professional, and it works so well. Girl, no. You know they were back there fighting.
You know there was tea. And how do you feel about Monet and Trinity alliance that's like not happening for them? They're like not being successful.
It feels so annoying. It feels like they're forcing a friendship that doesn't exist.
Agree. I mean,
do you think anyone's going to actually stick to any alliance? Like, when it comes down to it, I feel like that you can't do that. I'd be so open about it.
I absolutely hope not. In general, I'm a little scared they're going to be kind to one another this season, which is horrible news for us.
Oh, no.
I know.
Well, which is why I think the addition of like the golden plunger at the end is such a great concept of being like, okay, block this person, but they're not going home. They just don't. They still get the money if they win, but they don't get the badge.
Yeah, I wonder how if it's going to be enough for the stakes. I hope it is. I'm worried it won't be enough stakes, but I guess it will if this point system pays off, where genuinely it's like these top, whoever has the most points. Though you're the only people who get to be in the top four.
But then it's kind of obvious, like, all you have to do is just keep giving the person who won the badge the week before the plunger, right? And then it keeps the number low.
Right. Because if you give it... Oh, interesting.
Wait, yeah.
Because
you have to know that they're going to win. Oh, never
but then
mind.
There's a weird system where you're almost like, wait... I should,
Not this, not us needing to have like math to figure this one out. Rue, you
not
did it
the,
again.
You did it.
You made the faggots have to learn.
God damn it. This Pythagorean theorem. I'm not here for it.
That was so good.
How do you feel about Rue's like,
love it.
Art
it's
deco.
Out of this world.
I love
it. It makes no sense, but I love it. The lines are crazy.
I love it.
The one tit being like so huge and higher than the other one is my favorite.
Yeah, I love it. Cameron Diaz is fucking adorable.
She's great.
You can't. It's like I want to hate her, but I'm like, you're just adorable, I think. I'm enjoying
also,
it.
She's been to Redline downtown. She's gone to drag shows down there.
Really?
Yeah, she and Orville Peck would show up to the drag show at Redline for Pinche.
You can genuinely tell she's like a real fan. She's not
she's having a wonderful... And when we were there, she was talking, asking me all these questions about Uru Girl. She was like, do you know this one? I love that. Oh, let's talk about this TikTok edited video.
Yes.
It goes faster and slower, and like they really... put in work on this.
Yes, they edited it within an inch of its life. It's it reminds me of my Jewish hookups cut within an inch of its life.
It's giving me very digital drag. It's like just zoom in on anything anywhere.
Yes, digital drag. Fuck. We don't miss
she
it.
Looks
R.I.P.
So
digital
good,
drag.
Though. Look at that fucking hair.
She looks incredible. And, you know, they did a great job showcasing her and the new song that they're pushing on the albums. You gotta.
Does she make a new album with every season? Or do some of the seasons have a crossover?
No, I think this one, this whole album came out with season 14 and they're going to slowly pluck the tracks off of it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
We'll slowly be like, how about this one? How about happy, 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 happy birthday?
Oh my God. Jinx's verse on this is so good in the legendary song.
So good.
When she's like, scrub a dub dub, rub up in my tub. It was just like the wordplay. Oh, yeah, I think that's the bodysuit Raja didn't want to wear. She looks great.
She looks great. She served it. The blunt bob is amazing.
It's a choice. Jinx looks so good. And I genuinely think she shocked Michelle when she did that little part of the song.
Yes. The lyrics are so funny. Monet is great at this kind of challenge every time. I love her scorpion cosplay right now.
Yeah, I was trying to. That's what it is.
It's more
get
combat.
Over here.
Yeah. Yes. Get over done. She already done had hers is. I live. It's cute. It's cute.
This is really cute.
Yeah. Viv's outfit, I don't love.
Oh, no. It's the arms on it.
Mm.
It's like, take one thing off, take those crazy arms off.
Yes.
And it would be good.
I love this.
Like, they're
number.
All just like. Yeah, I wonder what the directive was. Was it like pop star or girl group? Because they're all just in something a little different.
The number of outfits we've already seen, too. Like,
it's too many.
It's insane. Even like they're like changing between the runway.
I'm sure
and
they're just like, and make sure to bring 20 just regular dance outfits.
Totally crazy.
I hate Evie's wig.
And she didn't do quite as good as I'd hoped because she's so good at lip syncing. I was like, okay, this was fine.
But maybe she's saving it for later. She can't give us all her tricks in the first.
I'm ready for the drama where her legs pop right off her body and it's.
Because there's no cartilage anymore.
Yeah, I want a health check in with her. How is that?
That's
is she
what
doing?
I thought too, because I went and saw the Vegas show. You saw it too recently, right?
Yeah.
And was she in it when you
she
saw it?
She wasn't there, no.
Well, it's still a great show. Was Derek in it?
Yes, Derek was there.
Derek is having the best time of her life.
Derek is the most excited cast member there, period, hands down. Everyone else is like, God damn it. I don't want to be here again. Right now. Yeah.
Yeah, she was so bendy and doing flips and cartwheels off the stage. And all I could think of was like her bones breaking beneath her.
100%.
When she did like a cartwheel off the stage, poor girl.
I know. Well, when she becomes a drag puddle, she'll still be the sexiest, biggest cocked
do you
drag
remember
puddle.
Alex Mack?
Yes.
Oh my God. She just like slowly
the
turns
secret
into a puddle
files of her. Evie Odds. Yes.
I'd watch that.
I would too. As long
Shay
as
Shay ate this. Her costume was the best too.
Shay is impossible to beat at this kind of challenge. Like, there's no way anyone can beat her when she has to dance and spit bars. The best. Amaze.
So good.
So let's go ahead and chirp and burp this runway so we can get to the second damn episode.
Jesus
Christ. I believe Raja comes out first in that like Victorian gigantism.
Oh, the hair on this
fuck
is
my life.
So she gets all of her shoes like custom made for her pretty much.
Oh,
unless
my
it's like
God.
A pleaser. But these are like custom shoes that fit her feet perfect.
Amazing. Amazing, perfect.
The crown is great. The dress, chirp.
Wait, what's a toot? What is that? What are you saying? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
You're fucking.
I tooted. I'm talking about I farted.
Okay, because you sound crazy. No, this is like a really good sequel to like her Rococo thing, which I'm like, also
yes.
I'm like, work.
Oh.
Chirp, maybe a caca for me.
This was, okay, Jinx and this giant red thing is so good.
Amazing. Amazing!
It's classic Jinx. It's so pretty, but it's like elevated. The leg thing, was sometimes not successful.
Right, because it got stuck on some of the plumage. Yeah, like
the first time she did it was great, and then the second time the thing came back around.
Yeah, she was like, oop.
But having a giant skirt like that is hard to manage.
Yes.
So much going
on. And like the very cool detailing still gives her the waist. Mm-hmm. The headpiece crown is insane. Stunning evolution for her.
I have nothing to say about Monet Exchange's look.
Why was this look so strange for me, the Monet Exchange look?
I don't know. Everyone was saying it was so good.
And I didn't like it. I hated the Timberlands.
I think the Tims were a mistake. It should have been a pink shoe or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it's the trans colors other than in support of trans people. It's just a weird choice of all the colors you could do that.
Burp. I'm burping it.
Burp.
Trintartai.
I mean, I hate that it's so good.
It is really good. I got tea from some drag queen who was like, she's spending all her money. They were like, she is spending every bit of money she's ever had in her possession.
I mean, yeah, that's all I could think too. Because looking at this, I was like, this is like at least $3,000 or $4,000 for that outfit.
I think more.
Probably more.
It's a chirp though. It's a damn chirp.
And then
she looks like a Care Bear. She looks like the
Evie bought all these things at a Walmart and put it together in the backyard. It's just strange where we're at. No, I watched the video of Evie. Evie made this herself.
Ooh,
and it
is like melted wax.
Yeah. I think it's great.
I love it.
It's so her.
And I like looking at her body, and it is a chirp. I like that. Truly the.
Now, what do you think about the Vivian here?
I think it's almost great. I would probably still chirp it. What do you think?
I would chirp it. I think it needs more stuff. As you, like, if you look at it, there's like some black or red stones right around on her titties.
Yes.
That's like it. And it's like, cover it in it or don't.
That amber color on the scepter, it kind of
doesn't
needs
make
more.
Any sense.
Yeah.
All I thought was Jurassic Park. I was like, is there a mosquito in there?
Very that.
The arm fluffs don't match the color of the dress. It's like white and off-white. It's just like really weird.
It is an interesting mixture of bones and dusts and cremes. It's a chirp. It's not fantastic, but I think I like the ideas a lot.
I mean, it fits great, and it's pretty.
Hooves.
It's a silhouette.
Hooves are in this season.
Yeah. Was that the directive, that they all had to be in hooves? Because, like, no one's shoe has a heel on it.
It felt like it. Okay, Miss Jada giving.
It's pretty.
Yes.
It's pretty.
It's pretty. It's a little bit Marge. It's a little Miss Martha Washington.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay.
I think it's okay. I think everyone took the directive differently, and like most people's crowns are like a huge portion of it, and hers is like the tiniest little crown.
I like the wiggy face of it more than the whole body, but you know, she probably made it because she do that.
She makes everything she made.
This look.
This is great. This is next level.
Sent me into the fucking multiverse of madness. This is amazing. Shay's
like the
look.
Yarn trim.
Oh my God. The
it might
headpiece.
Just be wool. I shouldn't call it yarn. The headpiece, the hair,
the bracelets.
The bracelets. I was looking at those and I was like, I want a stack of those up my arm.
The prosthetic ear. Fuck off, Shay. Absolute caw.
Yeah. This is a chirp for sure.
Amazing.
It's so good.
Bloody amazing.
Just crown her already.
100%. So this episode ends with Shay and Monet winning. Yes. And they have to do a fucking lip sync to Old MacDonald Had a Farm by Ella Fitzgerald. What
now, who
the
do
fuck?
You think won? I don't think Monet should have been on the top because that runway was the ugliest thing I've ever seen. And I wear.
I wouldn't have put Monet in the top either. Yeah, I probably weirdly would have put Jinx or Trinity in the top.
Yeah, I think Trinity probably, and I don't like her.
Yeah.
So that's hard for me to
say that.
She's
good at Drag Race, and I
know.
It's weird. She's really good at this show. Maybe Raja, though, too, because I thought Raja did fantastic. And the runway, if the runway
counts. But
the
reading wasn't the best part.
No.
Shay, but anyway, yeah, Shay should win.
Yeah, Shay, I thought you did very good. At the beginning lip sync, I thought it was going to be Monet all the way, but Shay gave more Ella in a way that was truly like transformative. I was like, well, that's really, you're doing something. Miss, ma'am, Miss, madam. Okay, great. Someone gets a plunger. We'll see who in this next ep. Does Trinity get the first plunger? I think.
Yeah, yeah. Because then she keeps on going, I call Shade.
I call Shade. Yeah, and if anyone's a failure, it's me. Look at my lips. Oh, did you so much say recycling? Make sure you don't throw me in.
She's so annoying. Why? See, at the viewing at Precinct, we would do a shot every time she makes like a plastic reference. And after the fifth one, I was like, oh, it's like a problem for her.
Yeah.
Okay, do y'all take plastic? And I'm not talking about credit cards. Ha ha ha.
Oh my God, fuck. I hate her.
You're such a cunt. So we're back in, whatever, plunger talk, ki. Pretty quickly, Rue's like, you're going to do Snatch Game, but guess what, cunts? You're going to do two Snatch Games. Wow.
Yeah, wow. Why? They're making it so hard.
They're making them work so fucking hard.
But frankly, I'm glad that they did the two because there was more room for more jokes because it seemed like a lot of the girls weren't getting any airtime for this at all.
That's true. That's true. I mean, it is, in a way, it's a nice like relief of pressure where you like have two people and you're like, well, I can sustain this for like a little bit instead of having to be like, what are 10 amazing jokes for my one character?
Yeah. And then apparently, I mean, I don't know, but I've heard that they film these like for 3 hours to give you that like 2 minutes of content. So I guess like changing up the characters are good. Maybe they did it over 2 days. Maybe they let the girls breathe.
Sure. We can pray. But going into this, we're worried for Evie and Jada, because they're not very good at Snatch Game.
Yeah, and they both know it, and that's why they were like, well, maybe, I thought this Elsa Majimbo thing for Shea Coulee was a miss.
Huge miss.
Not a good idea. But I like that she always throws herself 100% into like stuff like that.
She should.
Like, whether or not she was going to do good or bad. But
you know, I wanted to see her do something just stupid, like the Colonel from KFC, or I don't know, but like I think there's a way for her to like, she should have just done something absolutely absurd.
Yeah,
because I didn't give a shit. I didn't know who Elsa was, and I didn't give a shit.
And yes, absolutely, I agree 110%. Wait, so who
is who? Oh, yeah. Rico Nasty.
I've heard of Rico Nasty before, but even then I was like, am I just not cool? And then we asked her on the bar, and it's like, she's a pretty popular rapper in the queer scene, but like not super well known.
No. And it just wasn't.
It wasn't good. It was one note the whole time. Think of so many people. Like Evie Oddly could have done like a pretty good Pee Wee Herman or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would have fucking loved to have seen that. But first, I feel like taking a break. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it, but now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times.
I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
My break. We're back.
Yeah, Evie, what's my note for her? She's almost like, yeah, her comedy. She's doing comedy as if like an alien. There's an alien hostage situation happening. Like there's like an alien with a ray gun being like, now do something funny. And she's like,
yeah. Like, and why? She's such a large mouth on that one.
Big
it
ol'.
Opens up so wide when she laughs.
I'm trying to think what I would make her do, right? Because I don't want to make her, like, her Whoopi was a chill character and it was terrible.
Yeah. I don't want her to be chill. I want her to stay at a 10 the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, if it's going to be one note, at least make it, like, the biggest note.
And I'm just going to say this because it's true. She's really not funny. But that's, it makes me feel good because there's a sense of justice when God makes someone that gorgeous, that good of a dancer, that behung in the penis. Like, when they have everything on lock, it feels good to be like, okay, you're not funny. This
but
is fair.
But you're not funny.
You're okay. Really not funny.
I guess the same is true for Jada. But Jada is really funny, but not in the same, like, not in a scripted, let me play a character way.
Yeah.
She's funny in that she just says the most crazy shit.
Yes.
All the time.
And I agreed with their clocking of Prince. I was like, when she kind of stopped giving a shit and was kind of like in the moment, like that was kind of a fun magic to her.
Yeah. But then people at the bar and I were just like, so now we're praising her for doing poorly? Like, what are the rules anymore?
Yeah. That's why entertainment and Drag Race are both equally unfair. Like, yeah.
None of it makes sense.
Sometimes you just like people for no reason. Yeah. So let's chit-chat. We're in it. Let's see. Who was our first character up on there? Oh, my God.
Mike Tyson. Oh, now this was great. 10 out of 10.
Agree. This one was stronger than her other one, but
absolutely
perfect. And she had some amazing improvisations, like wanting to fuck Prince. I was like, yes, 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 yes. Yes.
So good.
She was. That was genius. Good
and
move.
And I was like,
looks
Monet,
like her.
Am I horny for you?
Monet is such a gorgeous human. Like, I absolutely would love to fuck her.
Yeah, but I think that BBL, there's like a lot going on back there now. It might be hard to get back there.
My dick definitely could not penetrate the cheekage. Like, my dick could be. It would. Just, I would be like
I'd
checking.
I'd be afraid her. I'd get lost.
I would be like checking her oil. And then she'd be like, okay, what else? So like, that's it. That's it, diva.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Raja as Madam, I'm going to say.
So good.
I thought Raja won this challenge.
I did too.
She's so weird and committed. And
in between the Diana Vreeland and
transformation.
The way that she's bopping around like a puppet
Yes.
is so unexpected for Raja. I think
I agree.
That much more better.
I would have given her
much
way more points. Because Trinity was good, but both of
but
Trinity's.
It was one note.
Yeah, and they were both just her.
Yeah.
They weren't like transformations. It was like, well, I'm going to just kind of say funny stuff as me-ish.
And just like hi girl, as the devil. It's like, okay, now where can we go from here? And it didn't go anywhere.
It really did. It
stayed at the same place.
Okay, Natasha Lyonne is genius.
Genius, so good.
It could have been a hair raspier, but I'm not going to tell Jinx how to be an amazing comedian.
Don't you dare. No notes, Jinx.
I mean, the physicality, like all of it, the way she's kind of doesn't give a fuck. She kind of has all of that down.
Rico Nasty, we don't even have to talk about
it. I refuse to talk about it.
I don't even want to give
this
that
is
energy.
The absence of comedy. I've laughed harder at a Holocaust documentary.
I hope that World of Wonder really like just cuts her out when they post the whole thing on YouTube.
God, you know? Damn it. 100%. But okay, what else? Rico Nasty, there's nothing. Natasha Lyonne is a great weird choice. Did you kind of want to see her Liza though? I know she does.
I wanted to see Liza.
I wanted that.
Cuz she said in an interview once, if she was to go back, what would she do for Snatch Game? And she was like, I would do half Liza and half Judy Garland.
Mm-hmm.
And like have them fight.
Mm-hmm.
But I think maybe she was thinking like, okay, I can't do two of the same family like on the show.
Right, she's trying to show a little bit of versatility, and she did.
But like Natasha Lyonne is like a great character and she did it justice, but there's like not a lot really to work with. Like there's... She's got a great history, but it's like...
Yeah. I really liked it. I really liked it. I honestly...
Oh, it was really, really good. Absolutely.
But that's the thing with Jinx. It's like, I love every time that they were like, okay, you have 5 seconds to answer this. And she's like, okay, I'm going to talk for 5 minutes and just go. Like, and...
It's iconic. That's what she's known for. Apparently, at those roasts that they would do, she does like a full hour set. And they keep trying to wave her off.
Amazing. Amazing. She's the Sherry Pie that we want to see hog the stage, you know?
What did you think of the Sherry Pie? Mm. What did you think of Joanna Lumley?
I was very underwhelmed. I was expecting more comedy.
I feel like they didn't show a lot of it. Yeah.
Doing a comedic impression of someone who's already funny is a risk. And I don't think it paid off, right? Because you're immediately like, you have to be funnier than the already comedic sketch character you're portraying.
Absolutely.
That's hard. That's a tall order.
Which is why the second one was so much better. Because
so
it was
much better.
Just so on it.
Yeah.
Fucking Ross. Where is he getting all these fucking sparkly shirts?
My God. Oh, no. You think she's in the Santee alleys?
I don't know.
That madam was such a transformation. I she did not get enough points. Because also, no one knows who madam is. And she made it funny.
Yeah.
Which is incredible. And
she slayed it. She introduced a whole new generation to madam.
She really did. And I'm here for the Prince of it all. I thought Prince was pretty successful overall. I guess there wasn't a ton of jokes, but
there were no jokes, but it was like she did what she did.
Yeah.
And it was good. It was funny.
I liked she truly just her being that. Like, I'm a man. Like,
oh yeah.
That was kind of like a very funny, dumb meta moment, which I thought worked. Cute. Okay, let's talk about this second round of the Snatcher Games. If we can find it. Oh, God, no. Evie trying to be funny. No. Help me. Help me, Jesus.
I'm Rico Nasty. I got money.
Yeah, all her
characters. Here's money. There's money. And then I was like, oh, so that's it. You got the two.
All of her characters are just like, nah, blah, which is like, no.
Which
no,
I
no.
Sometimes I stand behind. Most of the characters I play are just screaming.
Yeah, but you're good at it. You're just good at it.
Oh, God. Leslie Jordan. That was a good one. But the facial prosthetic looked like the Joker.
It was kind of funny and weird. My only note is Leslie Jordan, he's a little bit more
he's
up
got a hat.
Here.
Yeah.
And you can have so much fun with that because every time he talks, he's like, I'm just an old gay. Like, you can have fun with the breathy thing, which I was like, come on.
Yeah, and just like playing with his voice, like dropping it down low for some responses and getting like a laugh on that.
I just love the Snatch Game. Yeah. That. But it was funny.
It was funny. She is good. She did think it through.
She's weirdly a good improviser. She's very like good at like kind of in the moment, like kind of pointing out or calling out unusual things, which is very funny.
they changed it to drag queen.
Yeah, which I'm surprised that joke landed. Like, it was really funny, but I was just like, I could see them also being like, oh, we're going to cut that. We're going to cut that.
I think that, yeah, well.
It was funny.
I think they need to make fun of themselves a little bit, too, mm-hmm. at this point.
I see.
I think Miss J did not land.
No, and I think Miss J is possible. Character? The Elsa Majimbo, which also was bad. I was like, oh, no, Shay.
Miss J is a way better choice. But for some reason, this one wasn't funny?
It wasn't funny. I think Miss J has to be way more critical.
Yeah.
And more...
I know there's...
What is it?
Just bigger. Like, his presence when he's there, it's like even when he's seated and not saying anything. Well, Shay, I guess, is doing it, but he's like always moving and like judging and doing stuff like that. And like just more... Just energy?
Yeah, it was.
And the response of like, well, Chris, I knew a man named Chris, burned my hair. I never spoke the name again.
Yeah, it was very funny. Hair.
I was like, what?
It was very funny for Viv to call that out, being like, bitch, you just said it three times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh. I think there was more there. And I
see, I'm not a comedian, so I don't know why it wasn't funny, but I just.
You are a comedian, Meatball.
I wanted more from it.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
I think more physicality, more of a speech pattern that matches Miss J, and more, honestly, referencing iconic moments from ANTM. Like, one time I saw Tyra lose her mind on a girl named Tiffany.
Or, I don't know, like, reference the... Remember when Tyra pretended to foam at the mouth? Was that on America's Next Top Model? Like, reference that and just
put
like,
the
name
the talk
Chris
show.
Triggers me or something. Oh, yeah.
I think there's a lot more there, and I think maybe critiquing the other girls on the panel, critiquing their walks.
Get up and give us a Miss J walk.
Yes.
They probably wouldn't let her stand up.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't work. But the boogeyman was really boring for me. The internet saying it. I want to fuck her as the boogeyman.
I didn't want to fuck that, Evie at that moment. No.
It wasn't for me.
That was gross. That character looked like they smelled.
Yeah. And I know everyone says like, you know, it's great to do a mythical character, right? Like the Santa Claus, the Satan. Satan.
In my recollection of auditioning for it years ago, mm-hmm. there you couldn't do mythical characters. It was like, it has to be a real person living or dead, but it cannot be a television character.
They've changed on that, right? I mean, there were so many men in the Snatch game, which years ago.
I think they're running out of lady characters. How many girls are we at? 115. Now, how many women are in the world? I'm just kidding.
I think 92.
Yeah, so we're out.
We're out. Okay, let's talk about also this, like we already said, Raja's transformation as Diana Vreeland.
So good.
Wow.
So good.
Unbelievable. This was one of the winners, hands
but
down.
But it was definitely, I think Raja definitely 100% was second place on this.
100%.
Because nothing's going to top what Jinx finished out doing.
Jinx blew it out of the water, took her time, sang, improvised, referenced the show.
Did the whole character. Yeah, was referential of the show previously.
Which everyone loves
that. The fucking microphone cord that she just kept pulling out of nowhere. So good.
So Judy. Perfectly. And like, okay, this is going to be a crazy statement. She had big moments, and then she had very subtle, funny things like sandwich. Like
sandwich, yeah.
Little shit like that. I was like, you're a genius.
And they lost it because they read the card and were like, widge. And then when she would do the little like, is this my camera? And she like kept doing that.
Yeah.
Like, so good.
Yes. Oh, my God. The hand gestures, calling Rue broom.
Broom.
Amazing. Amazing.
She's just perfect.
She's perfect. I liked Monet's Shanae.
But she was supposed to be Martin Lawrence.
Right, because like you can't say Shanae.
You can't say Shanae. So I just thought it would be funnier if she like at some point switched into Martin Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
Did three characters.
I wanted more mug. She delivered mug at the top and then kind of dropped it, right? Cause like when you're Martin Lawrence at Shanae, you have to like you gotta do the cross-eyed big puffy lips the whole time.
Oh, God, the amount of energy it must take to stay in that character.
A lot.
The whole time.
A lot. But I could have used more of that if I'm being critical.
But it was good. It was good.
Now, who else was out there? I feel like we're forgetting somebody.
Jada as the Lady Chablis, which was also nothing for me.
It was nothing.
Yeah.
Forgettable.
It wasn't a character.
Great character choice. Great, like, look. But it wasn't funny.
No. No, it wasn't. Yeah. So the girls we thought would struggle in this did. What are you going to do?
Big surprise.
I thought Viv would be stronger in this, but she was only okay.
I thought she was pretty good. I don't think they cut back to her as much.
Right. Yeah, she was good.
She was pretty good.
I was expecting her to slaughter based on her last snatch game, but she was good.
Yeah, and they put her up in the top corner, which is like the best spot.
Yeah, you get first crack at the joke. Usually. Damn, okay, I think we said it. So let's go ahead and see
I don't want to see the boogeyman, oh God.
Ever
the
again.
Runways.
Let's talk about these runways, which continue to be in fucking sane on this damn show.
Well, except for that one. What? I'm so mean.
You're such a bad little bitch.
I'm a little cunt bitch whore.
So Rue's look is also very iconic. I like this. I like her little George. It's another founding father's wig.
I want that wig so bad. It's so cute.
It's really adorable. I love it. Love the big plumage around the shoulder to trick the customer. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Trick the customer, in Rue's words.
Oh,
she's always about hiding the shoulders, and I think that works.
So funny.
Who the hell is this guest judge?
She's like a TikTok. Well, I only know her from TikTok, but she's like a supermodel that's like 67 years old.
Wow,
and looks 25.
Damn. Okay, we got the category of the pleather principle, and first we got Monet.
This is great. This is great. It's like a recreation of a Schiaparelli or whatever.
Ooh, okay. Didn't know. Smart.
It's like Kim Kardashian wore one that was like in green.
Oh, okay.
Ago.
Yes.
And I think maybe that makes sense because this would have been right around the same time.
Right.
As her wearing that.
Yeah, we get her washbird abs. She has sort of a thorax of sorts.
Yeah, it's like corseted. It's really cute. It is.
It's amazing.
Just so heavy looking.
Yeah.
But she looks great.
It is an absolute chirp. Wow.
All right, delete this.
Oh my God. We're looking at Evie Oddly's An Amazing Look. You Don't Live.
I just think the skirt should be shorter.
Yeah.
I think a lot could be fixed if that skirt was shorter.
Mm-hmm. But how do you feel about the flats? Do you think they work? The boots of it all?
I get the whole anime look of it, but like then make it whore or then like make it drag.
Yeah.
This, to me, looks like something you could see it. I could buy that costume somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, no, the boots didn't work.
I like the makeup.
No, I hated it. That's a fart. What are we calling it?
Burps.
A burp.
Again, no, is a what fart. Is a toot? You sound fucking
know.
Crazy.
I'm just so into farts right now.
You're like fucking Selena Gomez. You're really into farting right now.
Vanessa Hudgens.
Fuck. I mix those two up every time.
I do too, but they are basically the same person.
They're the
same person. It was like Disney cloned them.
I cannot tell them apart. Don't tell me. Don't tell me to. Okay, Okay, I'll burp it. The stakes are low. I'll burp it. Raja.
This is a chirp. This is an absolute chirp.
I fucking love Raja.
I wish they would have shown the detail in the glove more because I didn't realize that the jacket comes off and then it's just those red gloves.
Oh, I didn't
it's
either.
So cute. Yeah, I think she did it for the, and then the shoe.
Oh the my straps. God. And I love that
perfect.
Raja continues to do the thing she says, which is like pairing shit together in a totally unexpected way to make something better. Like that's,
yeah.
She's so good at that.
It's so good.
Oh, the like phone cords around her legs and these weird clashing colors and the headpiece. God, I love her. Chirp.
Chirp, 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 chirp. Oh. The ruffles. She's like using and it's like a fake snake skin.
Oh.
It's so good.
God, and she looks fucking frozen in time. Trinity. Fart. Awful. Why did she win?
This is a hate crime.
This is disgusting.
This is homophobic. I hate it.
What?
Her excuse was like, yeah, I'm not going to show my body all the time. And it's like, should have shown it now.
Bitch, you look like a damn burrito. You look like a cotton candy burrito. And I hate it.
I like the hair. The hair is cute.
Oh, I don't like hair even.
Like, why didn't she? Okay, let's try to fix this. Maybe put one ruffle where the boobs are.
Yes.
Like one puff. And then the arms could be puffed like they are. Mm-hmm. Get rid of the midriff and then put puffies on your shoe. Like make the boot a puff.
I would say
incorporate it somewhere else, but not right across where you're supposed to be the smallest.
Like a puffy harem pant, I think could have made this a lot better.
Yes.
Yeah. And then given us more of a shape. This is gross. I can't believe they put her in the top for this.
She spent all of her money.
I'm going to say it right now. They only put her in the top to illustrate the concept of the season, period. To show that like, oh, this is what happens when you win, but you can't win because the plunger is evil.
Oh, that's what happened. That's exactly what happened.
My producer brain talking.
Yeah, no, that's what that is.
That's what that is.
But that wig is great. You can't even see the back of it on her neck. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay, yeah, that is nice. Okay.
I love the wig. I love the boot. Okay, this one is insane to me.
I really enjoyed it. Yeah, this red, the Vivian.
And you see how her boot, there's like a slight space between the boot and the skirt, and it constantly stays open.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like a peak of skin. With Evie's, there wasn't that. It was like skirt to boot. Right. So it's like, where's the leg?
Right. That's an interesting detail. Yeah, she's...
This outfit's perfect.
Yeah, she's very SS, sissy service. Yeah, this is fantastic. What a stupid, overly large shoulder piece. And the weird and boat shoes.
Yeah, that points up to the sky. I would wear those if I had narrow feet.
Yeah, it's really good. We can squeeze you in, bitch.
No, you can't. I've tried.
It's a chirp for sure.
That's a chirp. That's incredible.
And the wet hair works. The wet hair works. Okay, Jinx giving.
She's wearing that.
Cinderella at 1 a.m.
It's a dress. Here's the things I know about it. It is a dress. It is made of pleather. It's purple or it's pink and it's teal.
Mm-hmm.
And she's definitely in it.
It's very it's on her. Body. Do you think this works? Like, obviously.
The concept works, but it's just so, it's like so ugly.
Mm-hmm. It's wild when expensive stuff looks bad. Or like, you know, you're like, this cost a lot of money, period.
Yeah, this was super expensive. I get the concept. It is well constructed. It fits the premise of what she's trying to do. I just don't like it.
That's a fair point. I'm still going to chirp it because...
Yeah, it gets a chirp because it is, it's a dress.
It's well executed, it's tailored, and like...
Yeah, it's just not for me.
Yeah. Knowing how
Cut
far Evie
in
has
like
grown
the
up.
Same outfit in a year or something.
Yeah. Jada Essence
This is 10
Hall.
Out of 10. This is an absolute chirp.
I love it. She's giving Wachowski sisters down. It's really gorgeous.
It's so good. The kicking... The bra.
She's so stunning, you forget you're looking at drag. You know, you're like, oh, this is drag.
Yeah, because that just felt like a real runway.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved it.
Chirp.
10 out of 10. Chirp, 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 chirp.
The
chirp,
hair,
chirp.
The mug, the details. Shay, surprisingly not as good as I'm used to Shay being.
Not what I thought I was going to get out of Shay. Mm-mm. I understand it. It makes sense.
Yeah.
I just thought more. Like, she went full whore.
She went... Sorry. Yeah. And like she said, Gotham, a little bit Tim
Burton.
Yeah,
I mean, it makes sense, and it's, like, really pretty, but I also feel like I could see a girl at Exposure Drag wearing something very similar.
Yes. I think I'm over writing. I think writing on clothes is out for right
We're done.
Now.
It's out.
Yeah.
It's out. That's out, and so is This Is Me. We're not doing that anymore.
Oh my God. Greatest Showman is out.
Yeah, that's out.
Out. Wait, what else is out? What else is out?
I know that everyone thinks that they're in, but Espresso Martinis.
Out.
What are we doing?
They're
it is not
done.
2016.
Sorry, Dan.
We're done, honey. We're done.
They're out.
What else is?
Oh, you know what else? You know what else is out?
House of Love juice.
What?
Because they were expired when they were selling them to people at DragCon.
Shut up.
You shut up. Are you serious?
I heard that mayhaps a couple of the batches that they were serving had expiration dates that were due.
Honey. Oh, no. They're due. Much like the rent, they're due. Baby. Much like, oh, no, she better, they're due. Okay, let's talk. We have a top two of Trinity and Jinx. I disagree.
I disagree, too.
Yeah.
I think it should have been Raja and Jinx.
It absolutely should have been Raja and Jinx, but, you know, the show has to show, and we'll let her show. We'll let her do her thing.
Yeah, we love the show for doing what the show does best, which is being the show.
Being the show and showing up every time to its show.
She's always there.
And so we have, we get a little lip sync from our top two to an Adele song. I don't like this lip sync song.
I don't either. Not a good lip sync song. Two misses, in my opinion.
Yeah.
The first song was like good and funny for what it was, but it also was like, this is not what I want to see these girls lip sync to.
Absolutely not.
And I didn't want to watch these two lip sync to this either.
Yeah. Because we know it's they're going to go funny with it. Oh, Trinity referenced her filler. That's so funny. Wait, let us all laugh for just, let me, I'm sorry, it's so funny. I need just a moment to gather myself.
What I want is someone to. I want someone to make a supercut of every time she makes one of those jokes. And then I want them to send it to me. And then I want to find her and sit her down at a Chipotle and play it for her. And make her watch me eat a burrito.
Like a child and be like, how do you feel about what you did? How do you feel? Yeah. Are you proud?
Would you do it again?
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. So yeah, Jinx does win because, you know, Trinity is not a super versatile lip syncer, I find.
No, it's all just like the dancing girl, some of those 5, 6, 7, 8s, maybe a split.
I know. And we'll never get, I don't think we'll ever get a lip sync as good as her versus Charlie Hides.
Come on, Charlie!
Come on, Charlie, let's go!
Who said that?
Miss Cynthia Lee Fontaine.
Cynthia Lee Fontaine.
Who deserves to be on All Stars immediately.
Absolutely.
Get her in those Umbro shorts. Get her on the main stage in Umbro shorts.
Oh my God. I was trying to reference that the other day. I was like, remember she was in skates and a big fat pair of red shorts that didn't fit. This is interesting because I don't think Jinx really lip syncs to anything. Jinx lip syncs to anything other than her own song.
Right, right.
So it's weird watching her have to do that.
Yeah.
I'm glad she won, though.
She won, and she's going to plunge a bitch. It's smart to plunge Shay, because after a comedy challenge, we probably are going to go back to, I don't know, a sewing
dance
challenge or something.
Talent yeah. of some sort. Oh, it is a sewing challenge.
Right.
And that's what Shay excels at.
Perfect. Perfect. And there we go. And obviously she just won, like you said. And it's like, yeah, immediately block someone who's won. We need that.
Yeah, we need Smart. To understand how the rules work. And she can't win again.
No.
I hope this just isn't another season where we watch Shay just get like completely robbed again.
Yeah, that would be fucked up. That would be hard. And I hope to God she doesn't bring up roses again, because if she brings up roses one more fucking time as a source of trauma.
I think she knows. I think she heard after last season, because she really made that the whole storyline. I just remember the way she dramatically goes, and as I saw those rose petals fall, I saw my future fall. And I'm like, calm down. You probably saw them out of the side of your eye and were like, what was that?
And to her credit, you know, you never know what the editors are going to use. And some, I'm sure they probably copy pasted a couple times to make that her story. And you're like, shit. I said that twice and they made it pop up four times.
Character. I think it's really funny too. Like, never mind. It's not worth it.
What? Okay.
No. Yeah, it's not worth it.
Okay.
All right. Well,
Meatball, I'm so glad you came and did this sick. I couldn't have done this speed through with anyone else but you.
We really did speed through.
I'm proud of us.
That's crazy to me. I'm proud of us too. Thank you for having me. Meatball. I love that every time there's like a new season, we get to just shit talk these dolls.
I love it. I love it. So, I mean, remind everyone listening where we can support you.
Oh, yes. Come find me at Instagram at Spiciest Meatball. I'm currently shadow banned. Probably will be for forever. So you got to type in my whole name. Spiciest Meatball. Because I think because I have the party at Precinct every third Friday called Fat Slut.
I see.
And I think I keep saying slut. And then I like I posted a thing when the pageant was happening, like said nudes, and they took it down and they were like, you're at risk for losing your
I hate that.
Account. It's fine. I should probably clean up my act if I want to be more successful anyway. But go listen to my podcast, Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper.
Yes.
On the Mom Network.
Support
Four
the
of
Mom
the Mom
Network.
Girls are on RuPaul's All-Stars, All-Star 7 or whatever.
Yes.
So we got all the girls.
Support all the mom podcasts. They're fan-fucking-tastic. Apparently there's one about, hold on, Drag Race?
I don't think that there is. I work there, so I don't remember there being one.
You would know. Okay.
I definitely think that there are two queens, one named William and one named after a state.
Nebraska.
Yes. They maybe talk about something.
Yeah. Okay, good. I feel a lot better because I was about to file a cease and desist.
Listen, we'll never know who did it first. There are no time dates on these things. Yeah. You know?
There's no very clear time stamps. Well, bitch, you know I live for you. I love you. I'm so glad you come and Kiki. I can't wait to see you soon. Oh, if you like Drag Her Podcast, follow us on Instagram at Drag Her Podcast. Go give us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast. It keeps the lights on. Until next time, that's it, bitches. Let the music play.
Oh.
What? No, you say it.
I was going to just say goodbye, but then that's my thing. So. Let the music play. And then we come out with those like go vote signs.
Yeah, go vote. Please go vote, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.